Yeah. It's time once again for the TNT Hour, folks. Glad you're tuning in. Beautiful day here this wonderful Monday. Thank you for showing up here on the TNT Hour. We're glad to have you. It's going to be a fabulous day. You know, I've got a few emails from people on my last couple shows. I guess, you know, I wasn't hitting hard enough. You know, a lot of people are telling me I'm being a real pussy. They're saying that, you know, I'm not being hard enough, and the truth goes much farther than what I'm portraying. Sure enough, they're trying to kill us, folks. You've got people that we're paying money, tax money to, so that they can rape us and kill us. That's what they're doing. And we can see that in the Halliburton video that was just posted on bbsradio.com. If you go to the index page and you check that video out, you'll see what's been going on. Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, Blackwater's murdered innocent civilians, and they're still in business. Bayer Corp, right? They were known to willfully now, send out AIDS-tainted medication to offshore at the docks and sending them out, because they couldn't sell them here and they knew they were tainted and they sold them. They're still in business. Folks, is all happening right around you. I mean, we're not talking, I mean, they're trying to confuse the issues. They'll steamroll you. One bad one after the next, so that you don't have time to really bring home these points that, or to really dig deep, because they're flooding you with evils, criminality. That's all they know how to do. They're criminals. So they're just stepping that criminality to the nth degree, aren't they? I mean, when it comes down to being a murderous bunch of perverts that are actually killing people in a multiple of ways. You know, it's pretty sick. Pretty sick. And, you know, with this, I mean, with Bayer Corp being in business still, and you've got Blackwater in business still, and you've got Coca-Cola. I don't even want to go into that one. Okay. And then you start having companies like KBR and Halliburton still in biz. Again, I mean, we're seeing proof, evidential proof. You've got testimonial proof. And yet you're not hearing about it in the media. And they're still in business. Now, here's what pisses me off, okay, folks. It's not so much that they're in business, it's that they're still doing it, but worse than ever. They've steamrolled our elections, too. I mean, look at these. Come on. Anybody who's been over to the TNT board or What Really Happened or Rents.com or Prison Planet or any of them the Truth Out, there's many of them. They all have a little take, but again, go to MySpace.com to get the real story and you'll see the banner ads. Hillary, Obama, Clinton. Or, I mean, Hillary, Clinton, and, of course, McCain. And every major media group is just touting these three losers. I hope that word fits. Because if this is the best we got in the situation we're in, and we're just going to further perpetuate with this... by actually putting in the people that helped create the problems in the first place and putting them back in. Now, Obama, I can't say that, but come on, folks. I mean, look at this. We've had our election robbed from us, and we have three people on the New World Order pay list. The New World Order junkies, folks. They don't have minds of their own. No, no. They do not have their own minds. They're playing to another piper's tune, and, you know, I guess you would have to say, I don't even know if they're genuine people anymore. You know, they've sold themselves out in every single way. Every last thing they do goes to prove that point. It's not that they every now and again prove this point to you. It's that they prove it by their very being, because it's who they are. And I'm just not going to stand witness to it. It's a sham. It's a sham, and I'll just keep harping on that fact until it's fixed. Because it's all a sham, and the big money is colluding it on top of promoting it. It's a sham. They're a good guy, bad guy. They play all sides and integrate and start pulling the wool over your eyes and throwing blame and scapegoating and then trying to change the voting machines. No, we're going to go to paper this and change out the machines over there. And it's a farce. We all know that it can be done correctly the first time. Right? I mean, after all, we all take tests in our schools, when we were in school, college, university, exams, in the workplace. Look, you got to get it right the first time. I mean, we know that it can be done right the first time. It's just not being run by the right people. They don't want it done right. You know, look at our court system. I mean, these guys are just using it. They're using it. They're using our court system to create more weight while they steamroll us. And then the people at the head of the clubs, these figureheads in robes, come on. Look at who they're dancing to continuously. Or they'd be upholding our liberties, the Constitution, which they're not. Now, if you guys want to live in a fascist state with criminals at the helm, sickos, wackos, then just sit around, tune into me, don't do anything about it. This is all going to be fun entertainment later on anyways, because sooner or later people are going to wake up to the nightmare, but then it'll be on top of them. Them, their family, their children, their neighbors. You know, in history, you'll just prove that to you people. You know, I don't really even like to delve into history because it's so erroneous in many respects, the history that people have read. But there are some, you know, areas that you're going to find some valuable truth. And the fact is, these kind of regimes, they just keep going until they are stopped by the people. You actually gonna, does anybody out there actually think the Chinese are gonna come in and save us? Or maybe, India? Russia? Who's gonna be our savior this time? Maybe even Jesus will show up on 2012 and he can save us. Right? Or the aliens? Somebody's gotta save us. Hell, we can't save ourselves. We allow the criminal class to rule us. We allow it. Not only do we allow it, we're still allowing it. Wow. You know, I just got one thing to say to the New World Order. You guys have all the money. You have all the tools. And you're still leading yourselves and us down a path of destruction. Why? You know, let's play a new game. Why not you New World Order junkies? Give us all the tools we'll need to beat you. Give us the money, and give us the tools, and then let's play a little chess. You know, put it in front of us. It doesn't really matter. It might make it interesting for you, but the conclusion is going to be the same. We're going to whoop your ass because this is unacceptable. And you're waking a storm. You're waking a storm that will go like a wildfire. People can, you know, you're dealing with the freest nation in the world, with the freest people that all came here to be in the freest nation in the world. And you actually think you can slap people's faces and change that up after you've brainwashed them so well? Not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You know, you can try to convince everybody to be a pacifist and love, 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 which has a great degree of truth. Love's the only thing that's going to be able to give you any ability to save your enemy. But again, you know, we got the gray lions in here. Not only do we got to save him, but first we got to stop his murderous butt. Okay. So if they want to give us the tools, hand them to us, give us at least some modicum of information and tools that you guys have so that we can take a good run at you. You know, make it a little more interesting on your end. You know, see, what it comes down to is people denying other people's points of view. That's it. You know, they're denying our other points of views. The other points of views. Points of view. Whatever. You know, they don't integrate it. They take their point of view and that's all there is. It's selfish and it's self-serving. They don't, you know, care what the other point of view is. Now, that's limiting. I mean, isn't that limiting? I mean, let's say there's percentage of 1% of them in the world that are all got together and said, oh my God, we're going to just screw this whole place up and take it all. Well, that 1%, that one point of view out of 100, pretty limiting. So they're already limited themselves just by their self-serving nature. How are they going to beat that one? Who knows? I mean, again, it's a matter of integrity, integration of the various points of view, our various aspects, and then coming to some form of greater understanding through the wisdom of that knowledge, accepting that knowledge, allowing it, and allowing the greater part of ourselves to function. Everybody by now pretty much realizes that they've made their base here in the U.S., right? I mean, we heard from a lot of different websites, Godlike Productions, Zeta Talk, many of them. But those two and then some of the other visionaries, and I love them. I mean, I love Zeta Talk because it's chock full of great information. But there are certain premises I don't agree with. And many of the statements that are made, I don't agree with when it comes to various hosts. But they believe it, and they truly feel they're being of the highest possible service. I'll stand witness to that. I will. Because I love them. And they believe they're being of the highest quality service. But there's a couple things I just don't agree with. And one of those things that I don't agree with is really that somehow, in some way, we're going to see we're going to see people, the great leaders building their bases and moving all their operations and setting up global operations in other worlds. I think, or in other countries, I honestly believe, if anybody thinks I'm wrong, call in, but I honestly believe that what we're seeing here is these criminals coming into the States. I would! Hell, We got a bunch of people in this country that won't do anything about it. So you know where I'd make my home base? Right here. Right here in this country. Oh, I tell everybody I'm going to Australia, I'm going to Britain, I'm going to the UK, I'm leaving, I'm running, there are warrants after me and I can't go here, I can't, you know, I'll tell you folks, the truth is they're right here in the stink. I get very angry. I hope you people feel as passionately about this as I do. But they're building their home base right here, and I believe they're doing it in our underground cities, and they're making it like a petri dish. And they're doing experiments on the people of this country, and their main bases are right here. Right here. In this country. And if they're not, the people will probably be here soon enough. Let's get our hands on them. But if they're still here, my question to you is, why? Why are we still allowing them to be here? Why aren't 100,000 people walking up to the Capitol building, grabbing everybody out of that Parliament building, and saying, guys, we've had enough? Don't know. I mean, I guess it's because either one, it can't be organized, or two, people are too scared. Or there's a lot of things people are going to have to do that's going to take time and money out of their lives. They're going to actually say, oh, well, even if it's difficult, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to figure out a way to remove these criminals from power. Because they're not going anywhere until we do. Folks, stick around. I'll be right back.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
BBSRadio.com, radio that transcends the third dimension. BBSRadio.com embraces the fourth dimension. Promotes natural alternative health. Spreads joy. BBSRadio.com. Free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. BBSRadio.com. Increase the vibration of the people and the planet. BBSRadio.com.
BBS, you know you are the best. Competition come, but them know them can't test. Hey, what's up? This is The Worderer. You can find me at thewordera.com. But right now, I'm just showing much love to BBS Radio. Because if it ain't mainstream, then it's on bbsradio.com. Cause BBS, you know you are the best. Competition come, but them know them can't test.
All right, folks. You know, we can't let these monsters hide. We can't let them hide behind the court systems while they're murdering us. We can't allow them to hide behind these big lobby groups, law firms, and our own legal system and our executive offices while they're murdering us. And innocent people throughout the world. We can't allow that. And using our money to kill others, including ourselves. Don't you find it unacceptable? I mean, what is unacceptable if that ain't? I don't know. You got me. You know, it comes back to the character of these individuals. And all of them are liars. I mean, what they say is a lie, it's what they are. And we're going to need to take some time and figure out what's most important. I hope you guys figure that the future of this country is important and the people in it. You notice how we're getting a lot of spin today on news, and a lot of the news agencies and the spin is owned by British companies and Chinese, believe it or not, and Russian. Big Russian. Russia has a very strong, powerful grasp on information. How to get it, how to use it, how to manipulate it, how to streamline it. Well, they had to do that because, you know, it was a situation during various times and they got very good at it. So, again, a lot of what people are going to read in the media is going to have a flavor that's designed that way. And it's by various groups that work outside this country. And they're now able to work it like a well-oiled machine because we have such a corrupt system that they've been able to infiltrate it and they've been able to use it. And I'll tell you, a lot of these, I mean, I don't know whether you're noticing this, folks, but it just, I mean, this is an opinion, but I truly believe somehow there are various other countries that are spinning our politics and our media system, including Israel. Israel, China, and the USSR and Britain. Why? If everybody hates each other, I mean, if we hate Russia and they hate us, you know, the Donkey Kong. Why is their information so prevalent everywhere? Anybody wonder? Or allowed to be, for that matter. Because it seems to me they've got the lockdown on internet information. I've been speaking with enough people to believe this, folks. Because I've seen it in ways that add up to this conclusion. Lockdown. Somehow internet sites are being locked down. In other words, it's not the data that they're so concerned with anymore. They can't stop people's opinions or the data. They can't stop you from getting on the internet and spooing. Too many of you. They've pissed everybody off, so they can't. So now, they figured out how to streamline it effectively. In other words, if you'll notice that what Comcast has done, what they're doing, what AOL's been doing, and with Alex Jones over Prison Planet, and various other internet service providers and search engines and the rules that they're adopting and who they're working with and what they're starting to do, right after the undersea cables were cut, right? Undersea communications cables by our own government. Boom, Google's now working with the CIA, bloody A. You know, I mean, these guys just went and said, you know, we're going to make everybody work with us and they're not going to have anything. And I can paint a different picture. How many pictures you got out there on the internet? How many points of view you got out there? You read one, you think, oh my God, that's it. Who really knows? These guys are liars. You got to guess. We got to guess what these idiots are doing. And you know, it's hard to guess what a fool does because a fool, I mean, no. They're not fools. They're murderers. Hard to guess what a murderer would do because I can't think like a murderer. A global murderer. You know, if I had to get down into that and think what are the next 20 steps I'm going to pursue so that I can eliminate people, I could probably do it, but it's sick. I just don't like to go there. The mind pen would bleed me. People, if you, I, you know, I talk to some people And these people were people in the know. These people would actually know. They would know. And I got an earful. I got an earful of what's going on. Not pretty. Not pretty. But just imagine lockdown on the internet. Information and how it moves. And who it moves to, where it's going, and who it moves to. And just kind of think that that's going to be the norm. Because that's what they've done. That's what they're doing. They're implementing it. Not only do I feel it psychically, but I've seen enough physical synchronicities and hearsay. Because again, I don't know. Hearsay. Because I heard it and I'm saying it. Leads me to that conclusion. And I look at our statistics and what's going on, and then when talking with the various techs and getting it all looked at, you know, they have come to the same damn conclusion I did. Something's being manipulated big time. Big time. And the people who are in the know, they can affirm that again by what we hear. In other words, we talk to them and they tell us the same story, but again, I'm telling you, and we wouldn't know because we don't have certain data things we don't have access to or haven't gotten it yet. So, what does that mean? Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Knock, knock. Knock, knock. I hope somebody's out there because hey, if you don't believe me, do a little checking yourself, and then, time's going to prove itself because it's moving at a rapid pace. Not only, this criminal class, you know, they know it, and they're moving at a pretty quick clip, aren't they? Right? They're just moving like there ain't no tomorrow. They're moving like that new Hawaiian chair I saw on a video clip. That funniest darn thing. Got to get me one of those. Do a little dance. Hawaiian chair, folks. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a post on the Trusted News Trader TNT board, TNT Bulletin. And, Elaine DeGeneres, she was talking about this new chair and sitting in it called the Hawaiian chair. Well, I got to tell you, folks, you know, really, honestly, it looks like the chair to buy. Had me laughing, but it'd probably be an adventure. You know, I'm up for an adventure. The Hawaiian chair. So if they're building their bases here, they're building their bases here in the U.S., there's more and more foreign interest buying our country. They're selling off this piece through the SPP and the North American corridor, whatever. And selling it off and selling pieces and tracks to it to whoever they want, really, privately, selling off this country and then being offshore owning it all and yet being in here screwing everything up. How did we allow it? How did we allow this? It's not so bad we can't fix it, folks. It's not that bad. It will get a lot worse if we don't stop it now. Now, if that's okay, hey. But to me, it's unacceptable. You ever wondered why they're starting to enact new regulations and they're starting to streamline these video and audio portals and they're interlinking them with a lot of these communication or community portals? And they're starting to round these up. you're going to find some interesting things happening to the AM, FM, and satellite industries and the automotive industry. I think you guys are going to be, there's going to be big change coming in the next, couple of years. And it's going to be pretty awesome. So they're now, again, they need to figure out how to streamline that data. Because everybody's going to have a mouth on them, and they just can't stand that. So they're now figured out ways to take that data and transmit it or not to transmit it and exactly where it goes. And if you guys start reading your new agreements, internet service providing agreements and so on, you're going to find some very peculiar wording in them now. Phone companies and most companies, again, this is formality because many of them that would be willing to do this have already done it. You ever notice when something comes out and the government tries to pass something, but we already find out they've been doing it for years? Again, if you have the character to try to pass something that isn't good for the people, then chances are you've already done it. It's more the formality, the steamrolling operation. Get everybody guessing, moving. Guessing, dodge and weave. Look out, there it comes. Whap. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com, or on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
Hi, it's Sam Green from Sam Green the Time Machine, wishing you all the best and the best of everything that one can offer. Enjoy the music. Be a part of it. Wishing you the best in space and other places. Enjoy the music. I do.
All right, we're back, folks. Thank you for sticking around. We appreciate it. We love it when people are out there listening, but we really love it when you call in. And I haven't heard any call-ins. So if you don't know the numbers, let me give it to you. 877-876-5227. It's toll-free here in the U.S. So give us a call, and if you're outside the U.S., just call our direct line. That's 530-876-3222, and we'll put you on the air. There is always a lot of funky business on at BBS Radio with our phone systems, digital phone systems, analog systems, website, everything. It's always a bit funky because we got funky people always trying to disrupt things. They don't like people telling the truth. They do everything in secret. They like, again, they secretly recruit and hire bloggers. Why would you have to secretly recruit and hire bloggers? Huh? Because the people that are going to state things are going to state things that are deceptive, lies, further an agenda that you don't want anybody to know when you're using our tax money. And just that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know, and here they're talking about this global warming. Remember, everything the government says is a lie. Now you got to find out why they're lying to you and what the real deal is. Well, that's simple. It's always about control and manipulation. It's less about the money even. Oh, to many of them, but the few sick wackos, really the real wacksters. Yeah, it's about manipulation and control. And they seem to, well, let's just say, they seem to take that to such a perversion that there's no words for it anymore. I mean, when you start putting diseases out and genocide on people and 2 million here and 1 million there and 500,000 here and 100,000 there and 50,000 there, and pretty soon you're talking real people. Just like, hey, you talk about a billion here, a billion there, a billion here, pretty soon you're talking real money. I got to tell you, when I was in high school, if somebody said a billion, or I mean elementary school, yeah, more like elementary, someone said a billion to me, I was like, whoa! Now somebody says a trillion, it's like, so what? I mean, they've absconded with so much money and been so deceptive. Look at where we are. Hasn't been long. Give them a little while longer, and they're sure to have raped and pillaged everything. Because that's all they're doing. They're raping and pillaging us. This country, others, but always countries with people of good heart, good cheer, where they can go in, muck up the political system, lie, cheat, and abscond with everything that bloody well can, and in the end own the greatest percentage of it and fund it all through the people that they're bleeding. And these banksters are waxsters. And then they go ahead and fund these various operations to put farmers and cultures and groups and countries out of business. Keep them without power and without food. And you know, they use the World Bank, the IMO. They use their power for more power. They're absolutely corrupt and absolutely evil. I mean, even the Tibetans are being slaughtered. Why is that? Why are peace-loving orders being now rounded up? Some of them being killed and many of them being rounded up. Why is that? Why is the Dalai Lama in this country meeting with Microsoft and various other big corporations and centered around more around children? And yet, look what's going on in their country. Why is that? How come Blackwater got another contract for a year, guys? Anybody know? Why would that happen? You know, somebody had posted an interesting video on the website. And it talked about, it more made fun of the premise that was used to go to war and made a big mockery of our government. But it also took it a step farther. It talked a little bit about, well, it made light of the people that currently were engaged in, well, war with, or at least that's what our government would like us to believe, right? And belittling the people. And that was a video put out by Robert De Niro. Now, I saw it in poor taste. Others found it very funny. Actually, I laughed. I mean, it was funny. I just found the timing of it on live, Saturday Night Live, a big comedy hour program, one of our biggest, actually. And to put out a video like this, at this time when we're looking to jump into Iran and we've got Iraq all screwed up and our governments and various other governments throughout the world are using, their media muscle to, lighten the load, I guess. They want to lighten the fact that they've been murderous and they've been doing it and they're still doing it and they're going to continue to do it. And the media that's kept it all quiet, the people that own those media companies should be grabbed and should be pulled out on the street by hundreds and thousands of protesters. Their stock should be sold by the investors so that the investors say, we're not going to do this anymore. These big companies, if they're then held by just a remaining few people that have it all, right, then you know who to be grabbing, which companies, which people. I mean, again, it's really to the point, folks, that if you don't start being loud and open like I am, and you don't start feeding that passion and telling people what's unacceptable in your lives, and that people should start waking up and walking hand in hand and saying, we're going to organize groups to stop this madness. And do it in a huge way. I mean, a lot of little ones all over the country. Doesn't have to be 100,000. It just needs to be 200 people going to the same place every day. And then 200 different people, and 200 different people, and 200 different people, and 200 different people, and doing that to every law enforcement agency, Capitol building. Organizing people saying, we want to now look at the books. We want to know why there's criminality going on. We want to know why these law enforcement agencies and these judiciaries have been holding up criminal activities. We want to know. And bring your cameras, your video recorders, get more people. Literally, let's get into these agencies, these law enforcement and judiciary agencies, the state, local, and regional levels, and federal levels, and start saying, we want to know now. We're sick and tired of being deceived, lied, and we won't accept it anymore. Get massive groups to write letters to these people. The senators aren't going to do a damn thing. Your representatives aren't going to do a damn thing. There might be a few here and there that might, but considering the way they've behaved, what they've done and what they've allowed and the votes that they've shown us, they're pretty much in other people's pockets. It comes down to our communities. It comes down to our neighbors and those closest around us that we have the greatest share of responsibility for. It comes down to our neighbors, the communities, going out and talking to people, organizing events, and start heading down to your law enforcement and judiciary agents, literally by the thousands if you can organize it. Put a game plan together. Find out what's been going on in your area. Become extremely active. It's the only way. You can't let everybody else do it. You know, it only takes, even if you take 30 minutes out of your day, an hour out of your day, to take some sort of action against these atrocities. And if you don't know what we're talking about, get on the Trusted News Trader bulletin board. Get on these various other websites. It'll lead you all around. Go to our BBS LA TV page. Look at those live videos. Start talking to people. Showing them. Pass the information around. Get it out there. Put it to your contact list. Hell, you know, we have a send this page to a friend feature for a reason. Send the whole page to everybody you know. Tell everybody on their email list to put up. Heck, take the information, put it on your own website and send it out. We don't care. Just get it out there, man. We can't be rolling into this next election with these shysters and thinking that we're going to see something better. I mean, this is the greatest opportunity we as a nation have ever had together. We have more proof, and more people believe and know and truly understand what's going wrong, that even the disinformation agents are starting to spell it out, saying nobody listens, the government does what they want, they're this powerful, they're that powerful, they'll do this, they'll steamroll you here. But you notice how they're doing that in the news? Well, don't let it get you. They're just trying to make it seem like the government could do anything they want, but they can't. Or they'd have done it by now. There's time. There's time to turn this ship around. Way, way, way too many people feel like I do, and feel like you people out there listening to me today. They just don't maybe have someone to say, hey, why don't you and I, like, set up a little time today where we can go over maybe some solutions and talk to our neighbors and our friends and see what we can all do together. Maybe we can get a website going and put community websites. You all use all these weird community portals that they're putting together and then monitoring them and your data and the data that you're putting up, and use these brainwashing systems out there to further the agenda that might help others. Get familiar with the New Age. It's our best means of communicating with people right now. But in the end, I promise you this. Your best means of communication will be the viral nature of our interconnectivity. By that I mean you're going to go out, you're going to touch somebody with passion, and he is then going to move that passion, that energy throughout himself and others. It's going to be personal communication that will set off the viral nature of this type of communication. Viral marketing. Personal. Get out and touch somebody. Tell them how you feel. Show them how you feel. Show them the tears. Show them the shame. Or show them the determination and the spirit that you've got. And light theirs. Light their fire. Light their passion. You know, because they might continue to perfect this streamlining of data until literally everybody in the world could get a different message on the same news story. Yeah. Boom, they bombed Iran, but heck, they just went over and gave them crumples and tea. crumb cakes and tea. And then my neighbor, oh, no, no, they had a terrorist bomb over there go off. And then the other neighbor, oh, no, no, but what way I heard it. And the other one, oh, no, it'd be like the Tower of Babel. Confuse everything. Throw a million languages out there, and then everybody will break up. They'll split up, and nobody will know, right? We got a caller. Let's get this caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, it's me. Are you on live?
We're on live.
Okay. What about that April 15th strike I sent you the video about?
The April 15th strike. Wasn't
right.
You know, a lot of people say don't use gas, strike on this day, strike on that day. I figure that the more people you can get, mm-hmm. it's not so much the strike that's mm-hmm. the value.
Mm-hmm.
It's the value of getting people doing something together.
Exactly.
That's the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got that. And, in fact, we will be posting that. I just haven't had the opportunity to do that. You can always do that. You do realize that the Trusted News Trader is an open posting forum.
Oh, okay, cool.
All you need to do is create a profile, which is username, password, that's it, and then you can always post with that username.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll figure that out. I'm not all that computer literate. I mean, I can send in emails out and stuff like that, but some of that stuff really boggles me. But I'll get Christopher to help me with it.
Wonderful. How are you doing? It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
You too, Don. How are you, my dear?
I am doing fantastic. I'm passionate today.
Wonderful. I hear it. I'm listening to you.
Oh, we love you. We love you.
I love you too, Don. You hang in there and keep on keeping on.
Absolutely. No stopping us.
You're 100% right. People's got to do something about this because the people that we have elected to represent us is doing absolutely nothing for the people.
And they're still taking our money to do nothing, and then allowing that money to feed the ridiculous nature of this genocidal plan that's right here in our own bloody country.
Exactly. We're paying them to kill us.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And not only are we not paying them, but we're paying them out of the illusion that we have to pay them, and then they send their law enforcement or their henchmen over to collect regardless.
Exactly. And people are sitting down and waiting for for quite a few things I see people sitting down and waiting for. One, they're hoping that the election will turn out where they don't have to do anything besides go out there and vote, and some God president will come along and save the land.
Yep.
I don't see that.
Obama might even be the God president for some of them out there that are looking for a God president.
Right. Well, there's a new thing going around on the internet now. I got it today.
Is he healing and saving people yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's healing people now. People are going in droves to him to be healed. I said, now isn't that a bitch? He goes from crackhead pervert to healer.
To healer. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. We all have our dark times.
You know, I mean, who knows? Maybe he's now a perversion healer.
I smell a rat big time. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on, if the people are that desperate.
No, really. It's the news agencies feeding the muck and the frenzy, and they're all getting hard-ons laughing about it because it's such a, honestly, it's such a ridiculousness trying to even get the truth out there because they spread so much disinfo, disease, and sickness that it's turned people off. Now,
uh-huh.
The beautiful thing is you can always backtrack to who's doing these.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing this? And there are many out there that just continue, and then they'll put a month's worth of good stuff together so they get people coming back to listen to them. And then they throw out 20 pounds of disinfo, and then they're back to a little bit of truth and 20 pounds of dis. Look, it's a comedy going on, and they're pretty much doing this until they figured out how to streamline it perfectly, and they're almost up to scratch on that.
It's unbelievable, my dear. It's unbelievable.
It is.
People are just sitting down and hoping things will get better. And yes, prayer does work, and yes, good intentions does work, but it's a combination of more than that. And things are deteriorating while people are just sitting on their butts and doing absolutely nothing. I mean, there's got to be something, even if you're in a wheelchair, there's got to be something that you can do to bring in a positive change into this world, not just this country, because the whole world is falling apart.
I agree. Well, you know, it's a beautiful world. It's not falling apart. They see, again, they want to make it seem like that, or they wouldn't go global warming, and then no global warming, and then cutting ice sheets up there at the Arctic. And I mean, they're trying to make it look
exactly
like something bad's going to happen. And all the spiritualists are saying something bad's going to happen. It's right around the corner. Planet
exactly.
X, this, that, the other, the Earth changes, earthquakes, volcanoes, and you know, we've got people, companies that are dumping crap into these volcanoes. They're dumping stuff into the water supply. They're using sonar off our coast. They're putting charges, undersea charges out there. I got to tell you, folks, it's man-made. And these criminals need to stop. There's nothing, you know, as far as the world's concerned, there's nothing going on here, folks. It's a beautiful world. It'll go through a change gracefully.
Well, you know, I was one of those poor, innocent fools that really believed in all this stuff about global warming.
Bush, he's got a whole...
you're my friend, and you and I have discussed these things. And another thing that I discovered in the last few days, too, that people are now just waking up and realizing that it's really a hoax and a lot of garbage that... fear that they're putting out.
Well,
there's
that's
this planet
the plan. See, that was the juicy little plan by these New World Order elite banksters who think they can do it. The plan is fear. We know that works. And disinfo and controlling the media and the fear.
Disinformation to scare the people.
And
think about this, people. And think about this, Don. This is what I finally had a light bulb moment.
Please.
Regarding the planet X and these horrific... catastrophic earth changes that they said is about to hit us from this year through 2012. Think about this. What is the sense of you going out and storing up on supplies and water when they're talking
good
about
point
over 300
good.
Miles
well,
an
I
hour
will actually go into
earth.
That. I will go into that next program. In fact, you call us up next program, and I will go into exactly that.
How are you
about
gonna
why
survive that?
Would you want to go out and buy all these products and all these well, I guess what you'd have to say is survival kits.
Books, lies, charlatans.
There are, exactly. It's
money
it's,
changers.
Sure,
you know,
you're
and,
feeding
and
the people,
people
that, yeah, yeah. You're
people
feeding
taking,
the friends.
They're breaking people. I see so many people. I know
we
so
gotta
many
go. We gotta go. Only cause I have a minute and a half to get the next show on. Juliana, I love you. Chris, I love you too. You're the best. We're looking forward to you having your show back on our network when you're ready.
Very
and again,
cool.
And that was straight from the heart.
Definitely, always straight from the heart.
We love you.
Love you, Don. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for calling
have
in.
A great evening.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Folks, that's a beautiful lady, Juliana Tibetz and Chris Uland. They are straight from the heart. You can always find their archives. They're still on our network. They will be back soon with their show. And until next week, folks, we love you here. Don't forget to tune in Wednesday, 1 p.m. with Don Nikoloff when the TNT Hour expands. Folks, we got a great show coming up for you. Don't go away.